Good evening, dear family of God.
亲爱在神家里的弟兄姐妹们。
Good evening, dear family of God. It's wonderful once again to be found in His presence.
我们能够再一次来到神的面前是何等的美好。
And I trust that you came with a heart ready to listen.
我相信你们来到这里的时候，你们的心已经预备好了来听神的话。
You know, it's the condition of our heart that influences our seeing and our hearing spiritually.
因为是我们的心来影响我们所能听见、所能看见属灵的事。
So we need to let the Holy Spirit make our hearts be in the right condition.
所以我们希望圣灵能够感动我们的心，使我们的心放在对的位置。
For those of you who were here last evening,
你们昨天晚上在这里的弟兄姐妹，
we have begun to fellowship in some passages in the letter to the Hebrews.
我们已经交通了一些希伯来书里面的一些经节。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we come to a time like this,
弟兄姐妹，当我们在这个时候来到主面前，
I think it's important that we remind ourselves of something very important.
所以我觉得我们需要提醒我们自己一些事情。
That is, what is the spiritual reality behind what we're doing tonight?
就是到底我们今天在这里所做的事情背后属灵的实际是什么？
Now, when you look at it outwardly,
如果你在外面看来的话，
it just seems like a group of people who are gathered together.
不过是一群人聚在一起。
And you have someone who has an open Bible trying to share something from that Bible.
那有的人打开了圣经，想从圣经当中分享一些事。
And you have another brother who is translating.
那又有另外一位弟兄在这里翻译。
That's what it looks like, humanly speaking.
那从人的角度来看，好像是这样子。
But the reality of it is,
但在背后的实际是，
the sovereign ruler of the universe.
那全地全能的主
has something he wants to say to us.
他有些事情要对我们宣告。
There's no way to measure the kind of love he has for us.
我们没办法测度他对我们的爱。
And he's gathered us here tonight.
他今天叫我们召集在这里。
That he might speak to our hearts.
因为他要对我们的心说话。
I trust that in your heart you have already said to him.
我相信在你的心里你已经对他有这样祷告。
Lord, I want to hear your voice.
主啊，我希望听到你的声音。
Now, in order for this reality to be, for this spiritual reality to become something that is real among us,
如果我们要让这属灵的实际在我们当中能够成为实际，
we need a miracle.
我们需要神迹。
But our God is in the business of performing miracles.
但我们的神就是专门行神迹的神。
And the miracle that He wants to perform tonight,
今天他要所行的神迹，
is that He wants to speak to us.
他要对我们说话。
Now he's seated at the right hand of majesty.
他在高天至大者的右边坐下了。
In the highest position in the universe.
在全宇宙里面至高荣耀的地位。
And here we are in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
如今我们在这里在 East Stroudsburg, 宾州。
On planet Earth.
在地上，在这地上。
Now how is he going to speak to us?
那他怎么样来对我们说话呢？
Well, first of all, the Holy Spirit has been sent here to speak on his behalf.
首先圣灵被他拆了下来就是为了 替他说话。
Now this is where the miracle comes.
那么这个就是神迹开始的地方。
The Holy Spirit has to take two clay vessels.
圣灵必须要用两个瓦器。
I can speak for one of them, it's a very weak clay vessel.
我能够讲说这两个瓦器当中有一个是特别的软弱。
But the Holy Spirit desires to use two clay vessels.
但圣灵要使用两个瓦器，
one to speak and one to translate,
一个说一个翻，
what our Lord has to say to us.
说出主所要说的话。
Now, I think you would agree with me,
我相信你也会同意。
That requires a miracle.
这真是需要一个神迹。
Something that only God himself can do.
是只有一件唯有神能够行的事。
I want to encourage all of us to join our hearts together.
所以我勉励弟兄姐妹使我们的心一同聚集在一起。
And say amen to our Lord.
一同对神说阿们。
Lord, you want to speak to us.
我们对神说主啊，你要对我们说话。
And by your Holy Spirit, come and take these clay vessels.
那恳求你的圣灵来占据这两个瓦器。
And speak.
然后对我们说话。
And we will let him help us to listen to what you say.
让圣灵来帮助我们能够听见你的声音。
And one further commitment to our Lord.
我们再将这样子献给主。
will not just be hearers, but we will be doers.
我们不仅仅是要听，我们乃是要行道。
If we don't put into practice what he says,
我们若不将他所告诉我们的行出来，
there will be no value to it at all.
对我们来讲一点都没有价值。
All we will do is accumulate more knowledge in our brain.
我们所做的不过是在脑袋里积存知识。
That can be a tremendous hindrance to God's work in us.
那反而会大大的拦阻神在我们当中的工作。
So let's bow in his presence. Let's bow our hearts before
him. 让我们在他的面前低头。
And ask for his help.
那恳求他的帮助。
Lord, we first of all want to thank you from the depths of our hearts for this time together.
主啊，我们从内心的深处首先要感谢你，让我们在你面前聚集。
We thank you that you love us so much, you have something you want to say to us.
我们感谢你，你是这样的爱我们，你要对我们说话。
Now, Lord, as we have already indicated,
如同我们已经说心里所讲的，
This is something that only you can do.
这唯有你能够行这样的奇事。
So we're here before you tonight,
所以今日我们在你的面前，
sitting at your feet,
在你的脚前坐下，
expecting you to speak to us.
我们等候你向我们说话。
Now we thank you for sending the blessed Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐下蒙福的圣灵。
And we ask now that he will be free to move among us.
我们恳求你，他现在能够在我们当中自由的运行。
Make our hearts ready to hear what you're going to say.
叫我们的心预备好了，能够听见你对我们说的话。
And anoint these two clay vessels.
求你膏这两位瓦器。
That they may speak your word to our hearts.
好叫他们所说的话能摸到我们的心。
Thank you for this time.
我们为这时间，我们感谢你。
Be free to work among us.
让愿你在我们当中自由的运行。
To accomplish what is in your own heart.
成就你心中所喜悦的。
And we ask it in your name.
我们是靠你的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
那我们翻到希伯来书第二章。
Before we read these verses,
当我们念这些经节以前，
I'd like to mention to us something that was not in the questions that we gave to you, brothers and sisters.
我先要讲一下一些不在我跟你们给弟兄姐妹的问题里面的一些事。
But I think all of you are aware that the eternal Son of God became the Son of Man.
我们知道神永远的儿子成为人子。
Now this is something that only the Holy Spirit can help us understand.
那这件事唯有圣灵能够帮助我们明白。
But it is a reality.
但是这是真实的。
It's something that has already happened.
这是已经发生的事情。
The Son of God.
神的儿子。
The eternal Son of God.
神永远的儿子。
Was incarnated in the body of Jesus of Nazareth.
道成肉身成为拿撒勒人耶稣。
Now, it did not change him from being God.
他并没有使他变成不是神。
He didn't cease being God.
他没有停止变成不是神。
He remained the eternal Son of God.
他一直是神永远的儿子。
But he also was the Son of Man.
但他同时也是人的人子。
When you read the gospel accounts,
当我们读福音书的时候，
we find that this was the title our Lord loved more than all the other titles.
我们发现人子是主耶稣最喜欢用来称自己的称号。
Was pleased to refer to himself as a son of man.
他喜悦称自己为人子。
Now when you think about that,
那你想一想，
God created man.
神创造了人。
And now he comes and becomes a man.
那他现在下来了成为人。
Now this cannot be humanly explained.
这个不是人能够解释的。
But just because it cannot be explained.
但就是虽然不能够解释。
Doesn't make it any less true.
但并不代表它不是真实的。
Now, when the Son of God, the eternal Son of God,
所以神永远的儿子
became a human being,
成为人子
he was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
他是按圣灵感孕
he was born in the city of Bethlehem,
他是生在伯利恒
but that is not his beginning.
但他的开始不在伯利恒
Please underline this.
你要注意
Please underline it.
要注意一下。
This is not his beginning.
他的开始不是这时候。
It's his beginning as man.
是他成为人的时候在这时候开始。
But he is the eternal Son of God.
但在永远里面他是神的儿子。
So he came and was born into the human race.
所以他生在人当中。
And his being human in no way interfered with his being God.
但虽然是个人，但他一直都是神。
And his being God in no way limited him in being a man.
他虽然是神，但从来没有让他不是人。
So he was incarnated.
所以他是道成肉身。
He lived here on this earth for a little over 33 years.
他生活在这地球上超过了33年，多一点点。
Then he was crucified.
然后受死。
He was buried.
埋葬。
He was raised from the dead.
从死里复活。
And for 40 days, he appeared to some of his disciples.
40天之久活活地显给他的使徒。
And then he was lifted up, he was exalted back to the right hand of the Father.
他又高升到父神的右边。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
He still has a body.
他还在天上。
He is still the Son of Man.
他还是神人子。
He is the Son of God.
他是神子
But he's the son of man,
但他也是人子
And it's important for us to consider,
那我们要来思想
that seated on the sovereign throne of the universe,
那坐在全能宝座宇宙宝座上的
is a man, is a human being,
是个人
a unique one,
是一个独特的人
because he's 100% God,
他是100%的神
and 100% man,
也是100%的人
perfectly blended together,
完全的联合在一起
Like I said, his divinity doesn't prevent him from being human.
他的神性没有除去他的人性。
And his humanity doesn't interfere with him being God.
他的人性没有干扰他的神性。
And he is seated at the right hand of majesty.
他是坐在高天至大者的右边。
Now why did he come to this planet?
那他为什么要降世呢?
And why did he return back to his father?
为什么要回到父的那里呢?
Well, we are all, I'm sure, clear.
我们现在都应该很清楚。
That part of what he did was to come and become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
有一个原因是要成为神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
What is your response to that?
那你的回应是什么
？Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
是吗
？Yes.
是吗
？You can say it. It's okay.
你可以说啊，说讲出来没关系。
You can say Hallelujah.
你可以说 Hallelujah.
It's in the Bible.
你圣经里面是这样子讲的。
Don't be afraid of it.
那不用害怕说不敢说啊。
He came and died for our sins.
他降世为我们的罪死了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm not playing games with you, brothers and sisters.
我不是在这里玩游戏啊。
But sometimes we sit there and our hearts, they want to give expression, but for some reason or other, they don't.
有的时候我们坐在这里，我们的心愿意高举起来，但是好像总是不敢说出来。所以 ,Hallelujah.
He came and he became the Lamb of God.
他来了他成为神的羔羊。
And he has paid the price forever.
他已经一次付了罪的代价。
So that you and I can be totally justified.
所以你我可以完全的称义。
But in Hebrews chapter 2,
但在希伯来书的第二章里面
we see a bigger perspective of why our Lord Jesus came.
我们看到了主耶稣为什么要来一个更大的角度来看。
So just for a moment, let's look in chapter 2 verse 10.
我们看一下第二章的第十节。
For it was fitting for him, that is,
原来呢为万物所属万物所本的。
For the Lord Jesus, for whom are all things, and through him are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering.
要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合一的。
Now I want us to focus just for a moment on this phrase, bringing many sons to glory.
现在我要大家注意一下这一句话要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
This is the burden of this letter to the Hebrews.
那这里就是整本希伯来书的重心负担。
Not just forgiveness.
不仅仅是蒙赦免。
Oh, brothers and sisters, that's a glorious experience.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个非常荣耀的经历。
But God has planned something much bigger than that.
但神对我们有一个更大更远的计划。
He has planned for us to be glorified.
他要叫我们得荣耀。
To bring many sons to glory.
带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
Where is our Lord Jesus right now?
那我们的主现在在哪里?
Where has he been for 2,000 years?
2,000 年来他在哪里?
Where is he?
他在哪里?
He is at the right hand of majesty.
他在高天至大者的右边。
He's gone back to the glory that he had before he became the Son of Man.
他已经同享那从创世以前他与父同享的荣耀。
He's taken humanity and now is seated in glory.
他把人性带到神性里面在那荣耀当中做宝座。
He is doing,
那希伯来书作者说什么呢？
He is bringing many sons to glory.
他要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
Are you one of those sons?
你是 这儿子的当中一位吗？
Have you believed in him?
你相信主吗？
Have you put your faith in him?
你有没有将你的信心投靠他？
Have you accepted him as the Lamb of God?
你是不是接受他是神的羔羊？
As your Savior?
他是你的救主吗？
As your Lord?
他是你的主吗？
If you have,
如果你已经这样子做了，
then you're one of those sons.
那么你就是这里的儿子。
That he's going to take to glory.
就是他要带进荣耀里。
Now glory is not just a place.
荣耀不是一个地方。
There's no question that in God's presence,
当然在主的神的面前
There is glory.
那里是荣耀的。
But my brothers and sisters,
但我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
God promises us in Numbers, the book of Numbers,
神在民数记里面应许我们
that as surely as I live, he says,
正如我活着
all the earth will be filled with the glory of God.
全地都要充满神的荣耀。
Now, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
that is a big statement.
这个好像讲得有点过分。
Because you don't have to look very far.
因为你只要看近处。
Before you find something that is not glorious.
你就看到一些好像不是那么荣耀的事。
Now.
现在。
In John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰福音一章十四节。
John says, and the word became flesh.
约翰说道成了肉身。
And dwelt among us.
住在我们中间
and we beheld his glory,
我们也见过他的荣光
the glory of the only begotten of the Father,
甚至父独生子的荣光
full of grace and truth,
充充满满的有恩典有真理
so when we talk about the glory of God,
当我们讲到神的荣耀的时候
we see this glory manifested in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们看到这荣耀在我们主耶稣基督的位格里彰显出来
and brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
he has predestined you and me,
他已经预定我们你我
to be conformed to the same image of this person.
磨成主耶稣的样子。
All that God is doing in our lives.
神在我们一生当中的作为。
All the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所有的工作。
Has one goal.
有一个目的。
To glorify you and me.
使我们得荣耀。
Not just to take us to heaven.
不仅仅是带我们上天堂。
Maybe I should say it this way.
我也许我应该换个说法讲。
You will be very, very uncomfortable in heaven.
你到了天上会非常的不舒服。
If you're not glorified.
如果你没有得荣耀的话。
You'll be like a fish out of water.
你好像离开水的鱼。
You won't feel comfortable there.
你在那里不会觉得舒服的。
And so God in His great mercy.
所以神在他极大的恩典里。
Has devised a way. He has made a way.
他已经预备我了一条路，为我们预备了一条路。
Listen carefully.
我们仔细地听
He has found a way
他已经为我们创了一条路
to take the worst sinner
将那最卑贱的罪人
and perfectly conform him to the image of his own son
而使他完全地成为他儿子的样子
Now, I don't know what word you use to describe that
我不晓得你们怎么来形容这个
but the Bible describes it as glory
那圣经里面就把这个叫做荣耀叫做得荣耀
Now let's just quickly look in2 Corinthians.
我们看一下哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians, first of all, in chapter 3.
我们首先看第三章。
And we'll read verses 17 and 18.
我们念十七十八节。
We'll read it slowly and you just follow along.
我慢慢的念你就看。
For the Lord is the Spirit.
主就是那灵。
And where the Spirit is, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
主的灵在哪里哪里就得以自由。
But we all with unveiled face,
我们众人既然敞着脸
beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord,
得以看见主的荣光好像从镜子里反照
Notice what we are beholding,
看一下我们 是看些什么东西
We are beholding the glory of the Lord,
我们是看见主的荣耀
And what is happening to us as we behold the glory,
那当我们看见主的荣耀的时候发生什么事
We are being transformed,
我们就变化
into the same image,
变成同样的形象
from glory to glory.
龙上加龙
Now if we will be very honest with ourselves,
那如果我们自己很诚实的话
when we first came to know our Lord,
当我们刚开始认识主的时候
I don't think we could identify ourselves as having glory.
我们大概不会觉得自己非常荣耀
We were just the opposite.
我们反而是相反的不荣耀的
But now that we have come to believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们既然相信了主耶稣,
and as we behold Him,
当我们看见他的荣光,
as the Holy Spirit unveils Him to our hearts,
圣灵在我们的心里面让我们能够敞开脸望着他,
as we behold Him,
当我们看见他的时候,
we go from glory to glory,
我们就得以变化荣上加荣,
being conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ,
成为主耶稣基督的形象。
Now look in chapter 4,
再看第四章
verses 16 and 17.
We look at verses
16 and 17.
We look at verses
16 and 17. We look at verses
16 and 17.
Now listen carefully.
那我们仔细一听。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory.
那这自战自轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Far beyond all comparison.
是超过我们所求所想的。
Why did our Lord Jesus come to this planet?
为什么基督降世?
Now, no question, he's going to restore. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth.
当然我们会有一个新天新地。
It's going to be perfectly under the government of God.
是在神完美的统治之下。
God's righteous government will be everywhere. That's all there will be.
神公义的政权会充满全地。
There will be no rebellion.
那没有悖逆。
There will be a manifestation of God's righteous government.
那神公义的管理会完全的彰显。
You remember how our Lord Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6?
你记不记得马太福音第六章主耶稣教我们的祷告？
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国降临。
Thy will be done.
你的旨意行在地上。
Where?
怎么样？
On earth.As it is in heaven.
行在地上如同行在天上。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
the whole earth
全地
is going to be filled with the glory of God.
都会充满了神的荣耀。
Everything in God's universe is going to be manifesting the glory of God.
神所有的受造当中都要充满神的荣耀。
That includes you and me.
那么这个也包括了你，包括了我。
Now I don't know how you feel about yourself.
那我不晓得你怎么感觉到你自己。
But I have some thoughts about myself.
但我对我自己是有一些意见的。
I don't see how it's possible.
我就是看不出来怎么可以这样子。
For someone like me to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
像我这样子的人也能够成为神的主的形象。
To be glorified.
会得荣耀。
To where God can look at us.
到一个地步神看见我的时候。
He can find absolutely nothing wrong.
他看的时候说这个一点都没错。
You remember how he spoke about his own son?
他怎么讲到他自己的儿子?
When his son was being baptized.
当他儿子受洗的时候。
When his son was up on a mount of transfiguration.
当他在变相山上的时候。
His heart was so full.
他的心是满的。
The father's heart was so full.
那为父的心是充满的。
He couldn't keep quiet.
他就不能不说话。
So what did he say?
他说什么?
This is my son.
这是我的爱子。
I'm so pleased with him.
我所喜悦的。
He pleases my heart 100%.
他完全的使我的心满足。
Now he said it about him while he was a man.
他这样子讲的时候，主耶稣是个人。
Now he's through an eternity past.
他不是讲到过往的永久。
But now he can say it about him as a man.
但他是在他成为人的时候讲的。
And because he was faithful.
因为他是信实的。
And he did his father's will.
他顺服了父的旨意。
He's now seeking to bring you and me into the same experience of being glorified.
他正要带领我们，就是你跟我，进到同样的荣耀里。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe for some of you, you think this is too much.
也许我们当中觉得这好像太过分了。
Well, go find a place.
那么到一个地方，找一个地方。
Get alone with your Lord, by yourself.
一个人与你的主面对。
And let the Holy Spirit begin to illuminate your understanding.
让圣灵光照你的心意。
That this is what God is after in your life.
这个就是神在你生命里面要塑造成就的。
To bring you to a place.
要带领你到一个地步。
Where he can honestly say to you.
他能够真正的告诉你说。
Because that's the only thing he can say.
因为他到那时候他只能这样子讲。
He can say he's well pleased if he's not well pleased.
因为他不能够说他不喜爱你然后说他喜爱你。
Because he's God.
因为他是神。
But he wants to be able to say about you and me.
但是他要对你说要对我说。
This is my daughter.
这是我所爱的。
And I'm so pleased with her.
是我所喜悦的。
This is my son.
这是我的儿子。
And I'm so pleased with him.
我所喜悦的。
All brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
What do you think?
你怎么想？
Require a miracle?
这是不是要一个神迹啊？
Something that only God can do?
是只有神能够做的。
You think you can bring up, you can accomplish this on your own?
你觉得你靠自己可以这样子吗？
How long do you think it would take you?
那你觉得你要花多久你才能够到这地步？
To make yourself like Jesus.
使你能够像主爷一样。
To be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
使你成为神的形象，成为主耶稣的形象。
Let's suppose you work 20 hours a day.
假如你每天工作20个小时。
For 100 years.
工作了一百年。
And you had 100 lifetimes of 100 years.
然后你能够活一百次。
And you spent all of this time trying to make yourself like Jesus.
你用这一切的时间来让自己成为像耶稣一样。
How much progress would you make?
那你到底能够有多少进展?
Absolutely nothing.
绝对是零。
You can read your Bible.
你可以读你的圣经。
You can go to meetings.
你可以参加聚会。
You can pray.
你可以祷告。
You can do all of those things.
你可以做许多的事。
But it will not accomplish this.
但你没有办法成就这事。
He is the one who is bringing many sons to glory.
是他要率领许多的儿子进到荣耀。
And it's why the Holy Spirit has been sent.
这就是为什么要带神要赐下圣灵。
Not just to reveal the Lord Jesus to us.
不仅仅是让带来了主耶稣。
But to take the same life.
要将这样子的生命。
The very same life.
这样子同样的生命。
That enabled the Lord Jesus.
那叫主耶稣在世的时候
to live a perfect life,
能够成为成全的人
and arrive in the position of glory.
要升到荣耀里去
Do you know what's happened to you?
那你知道发生在你我身上什么
The same life that was in him is now inside of you.
那在他里面的生命同样也在你我的生命里面
If it is not, then there's no hope of glory.
如果不是的话我们没有荣耀的盼望
Remember Colossians chapter 1.
你记不记得哥罗西书第一章
Christ in you.
基督在你里面
the hope of glory.
成了荣耀的盼望
Now what does this matter What does this issue of glory What does it mean for you and me
那这个荣耀到底有什么意义对你有什么意义对我有什么意义
I think you already see
那我相信你已经看出来
It has to do with a matter of character
那跟我们的个性有关
Now,
跟我们人性有关
You're not going to look like him physically
那我们的外表不像他
We're all going to look like what we look like
我们就像我们自己一样
But inside
但在我们里面
Our character
我们的性格
will be conformed to the character of the Lord Jesus Christ.
会成为像主耶稣一样的性格
Because this is the only character that God will accept.
因为这是神能够接纳喜悦的性格
This is the only character he can say, this I'm pleased with.
那这是唯一的性格是神能够说这是我所喜悦的
And it is only the Holy Spirit
那只有圣灵
who brings the very life of Christ
那将基督的生命
and puts it in your own human spirit
放在我们人的灵里面
This is called in the Bible being born again
这在圣经里面叫做重生
being born from above
从上头生的
eternal life
永生
has come and entered into your human spirit
进入我们的灵里
and it's been resurrected
已经复活
and he wants this eternal life to grow
他要这永生的生命在我们里面成长。
The Holy Spirit wants to put it under discipline.
那圣灵要来带领我们管教我们。
And when you have life plus discipline,
我们有生命有管教。
What is the result?
那结果是什么?
Character.
啊，就是性格。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
That's why Paul said there in 2 Corinthians.
所以保罗在哥林多后书这样讲。
Momentary light affliction.
自战自轻的苦楚。
Is producing an eternal weight of glory.
要成就极重无比的荣耀。
Now, when you're going through it, it doesn't seem like it's momentary.
当我们经过的时候不像是自战的。
And it doesn't seem like it's light.
也不像是至轻的。
Some of the sufferings that the Holy Spirit designed for us.
有一些圣灵所替我们预备的苦难。
Take a long time.
是时间非常的长。
And we have to go through deep experiences.
那我们必须深深的有经历。
In order to produce the character of Christ in us.
好叫基督的性格能够在我们里面生根。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
Once we're on the other side.
我们曾经在另外一端。
Once we get through that experience.
我们一旦经过了这样子。
And we're able to look back.
当我们回过头来看的时候
What we discover is,
我们发现什么
the Holy Spirit
圣灵
has produced something more of the character of the beauty of our Lord Jesus in us
那已经将主耶稣基督荣美的性格加做了一点在我们里面
So this is why our Lord Jesus came to this planet
这就是为什么主耶稣降世
to take many sons to glory
要率领许多儿子进入荣耀
And his burden was to the people to those to whom he was writing
对于希伯来书的读者来讲
They had started on this journey.
他们已经开始了这样的旅程
They had a wonderful beginning experience.
他们一起初的时候非常的美好
You can read about it in chapter 6.
如果你看到第六章
We won't go there, but you can read about it.
那你自己可以读，我们现在不念。
They had a glorious beginning.
他们的起初是非常美好。
But something happened.
但是有些事情发生了。
Where they came out of the light and went back into the shadows.
他们离开了生命，进入黑暗。
They abandoned their position in Christ and went back to the law.
他们放弃了他们在基督里面的地位，归到律法里面。
And this writer is deeply, deeply concerned.
所以希伯来书的作者非常的忧愁。
So he is faithful to warn them.
所以他要警告他们。
And he is very faithful to encourage them.
他要勉励他们。
We need both of them, my brothers.
我们都需要。
We need the warnings and we need the encouragement.
我们需要警告，我们需要勉励。
If there's nothing wrong, we don't need to be encouraged.
那如果说我什么都很好，我们不需要受勉励。
If everything is going very good,
是不是这样子？如果什么事情都没问题，
you're progressing at the right pace.
啊，你自己成长的速度是正确的。
And
那怎么样呢？那你就不需要了，你什么都不需要。
But you know,
但你知道吗？
Our Father,
我们的父。
Is the God of all encouragement.
那是是诸般安慰的神。
The God of all comfort we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
那在哥林多后书的第一章这样讲，他是是诸般安慰的神。
Now when is it that we need encouragement?
什么时候我们需要勉励，需要安慰？
When you're discouraged.
当我们失望的时候，当我们丧气的时候。
You don't need encouragement.
啊，如果我们不会丧气，我们就不需要勉励。
So you need to know, my brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要知道。
You're going to have experiences where you're going to be discouraged.
那么有的时候你会丧气的。
But it's in those kind of times.
站在那些时候。
That the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵。
Speaks words of encouragement to us.
会用安慰的话对我们说话。
Something more of the Lord Jesus Christ gets formed in us.
好叫更多耶稣基督的性格可以在我们里面成熟。
You remember in Galatians chapter 4?
记不记得加拉太书第四章。
When Paul is writing to all the churches in the Galatian area.
那保罗写给加拉太各地的教会。
And he says, I am once again in travail for you.
他说我为你们再受惨难之苦。
Until Christ be formed in you.
直到基督成形在你们里面。
Now, he's talking about a whole group of brothers and sisters.
他是讲到一群弟兄姐妹。不是一个一个。
But this is God's desire for us.
这是神心意，对，神对我们的心意。
Let's go to our passage for tonight.
那现在我们来看一下我们今天的经文。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
希伯来书第二章第十七节。
And we will read through verse 6 of chapter 3.
我们要读到第三章的第六节。
Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同。
So that he might become a mercifulAnd faithful high priest in things pertaining to God.
为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
To make propitiation for the sins of the people.
为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered.
他自己既然被试探而受苦。
He is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted.
就能搭救被试探的人。
Therefore, holy brethren,
所以同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊
partakers of a heavenly calling,
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄
consider Jesus,
你们应当思想我们所认为
consider Jesus,
你们应当思想主耶稣
the apostle and high priest of our confession,
我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣
he was faithful to him who appointed him,
他为那设立他的敬忠
as Moses also was in all his house,
如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses.
他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀。
By just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house.
好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For every house is built by someone.
因为房屋都有人建造。
But the builder of all things is God.
但建造万物的就是神。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant.
摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然尽忠。
For a testimony the things which were to be spoken later.
为要证明将来必传说的事。
But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are if we hold fast our confidence and boast of our hope firm until the end.
但基督为儿子治理神的家我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底便是他的家了。
So tonight we want to focus on this matter of our Lord Jesus as the apostle and high priest of our confession.
所以今天我们所要着重的就是我们一当来思想我们所承认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Now, we read in our New Testaments about apostles.
我们在新约里面读到使徒。
Our Lord Jesus chose 12 disciples.
主耶稣拣选了12个门徒。
And then he appointed those 12 as apostles.
他让这12位门徒成为使徒。
We discover in Acts chapter 13,
在使徒行传第十三章,
that the Holy Spirit begins to raise up apostles.
那圣灵开始兴起使徒来。
So we find apostles in the New Testament.
所以我们在新约里面看到使徒。
But this is the only place in the entire Word of God.
但在全本圣经里面这是独一的地方。
Where our Lord Jesus is identified as an apostle.
是我们的主耶稣被称作是使徒。
Now, what does it mean to be an apostle?
那什么叫做使徒、使者呢？
It means to be sent by someone else.
是说明他是被差遣的，
Now,
被别人差遣的。
If we had time, we could go to the Gospel of John.
如果我们有时间的话，我们可以到约翰福音。
And I've already taken too much time, so we can't go there and read it tonight.
但我已经花太多的时间，我们今天没办法念。
But you can go through many passages in the Gospel of John.
但如果你读约翰福音的话
And the Lord Jesus identifies himself
他怎么样主耶稣怎么样说自己呢
As the one who's been sent
他是那奉差遣的
Actually in chapter 12 verses 44, 45 and 49
第12章的44、45、49节
The Lord Jesus refers to himself as the one who has been sent
主耶稣讲到自己他是神所差来的那一位
Now he didn't use the word apostle
他没有用 使徒使者这个字
But that's what he's talking about
但这个意思是一样的。
He was the sent one.
他是被差遣的。
He only did what his father told him to do.
他只行父所告诉他的事。
He never acted independently.
他完全不是按着自己的意思行。
He was totally under the will of his heavenly father.
他是完全顺服天父的旨意。
He even said, I don't even say anything unless I first hear him to say.
他甚至这样说，我所里所说的话都是从父所听的。
Now, maybe some of you think this is like living in a prison.
也许我们当中有人觉得好像关在监狱里面一样。
I'm not free to live my own life.
我不能够自由地过我的生活。
Seems like I'm a slave.
好像我是奴隶一样。
But I remind you,
但我要提醒大家
what kind of life he lived.
什么样子的生活在这里
He lived a perfect life.
他所 活的生活是完全的生活
Had he not lived that perfect life,
一个完美的生活
You and I would have no hope.
他如果没有这个样的生活
I want to say it again, my brothers and sisters.
我再说一次弟兄姐妹们
If our Lord Jesus had not lived that perfect life,
如果我们的主耶稣不是活了一个
完全的生活 If he had not been 100% obedient to his heavenly father,
他不是 100% 的顺服神的旨意
And here in Hebrews chapter 5,
在希伯来书第五章
这样讲 We are told that he learned obedience.
我告诉我们说他因受苦难学会了顺服。
It wasn't something automatic for him.
这不是很自然的。
He is as a man learned obedience by the things that he suffered.
他成为人他必须经过苦难学习顺服。
But had he not been 100% obedient to his heavenly father,
但如果他不是百分之百的顺服他天上的父
there would be no salvation.
那就没有救恩。
What kind of a lamb did God require for a sacrifice?
神所需要牺牲献祭的羊是什么样子的羔羊
What kind?
什么样子的
Had to be absolutely perfect.
必须是无瑕疵的
No flaws.
完全没有瑕疵
Nothing wrong.
一点错误都没有
And that's what
然后呢
our Lord Jesus became.
这就是我们主耶稣的光景
He became the perfect lamb of God.
他成为神完全的
羔羊 This is the lamb that God the Father has provided.
这是神父神所预备的羔羊。
And we're told in Isaiah 53,
在以赛亚书第五十四章讲
that he crushed him.
他将他击伤。
You remember when our Lord Jesus was on the cross?
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
We need to understand
我们需要了解
the relationship between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
父神、子神跟灵神之间的关系
is an eternal relationship.
是个永远的关系。
The Father and Son had never been separated.
父和子从来没有分开过。
Even when he was here in his physical body.
甚至他道成肉身的时候。
They were still one.
他们还是合一的。
But on that cross, my brothers and sisters.
但在十字架上的时候，弟兄姐妹们。
He went through an experience.
他经过了一个痛苦的经历。
He was separated from his father.
他与父神得以分离。
Because this is what sin does.
因为这就是罪的结果。
Sin separates us from God.
罪使我们与神隔绝。
And he had to pay this price.
他必须要付这样的代价。
He had to become sin for us.
他必须要我们成为罪。
So that God could forgive us.
所以神能够赦免我们。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们
Had he not lived a perfect life,
他如果没有过一个完全的生
活 we would all be destined to an eternity outside of God's presence.
我们在永远永远离开神。
What a Savior we have! What a Lord we have!
我们所有的救主，我们所有的主是什么样的位置
？100% obedient,
完全的顺服父神。
He was sent here by the Father.
他是父所差遣。
He lived a perfect life.
他活了一个完全的生活。
He obeyed his Father.
他顺服父神的旨意。
All the way to the end,
一直到底。
You remember in Philippians chapter 2?
记不记得腓立比书第二章？
That even as a man, he became obedient.
他成为人的形象，成为奴仆。
Obedient unto death.
Even
death on the cross.
顺服以至于死在十字
架上。Therefore,
因此。
Therefore,
因此。
Because of his obedience,
因为他的顺服。
God has exalted him.
神将他看为至高。
Has given him a name.
是他高过。
That is above every other name.
是他高过天下一切的名。
He is now the sovereign Lord.
他如今成了全能的主。
The Lord of lords and the King of kings.
万神之神，万王，万王之王，万主之主。
As a man, he's seated at God's right hand.
如同人子坐在父神的右边。
So he is our great apostle.
所以他是我们的使者。
He came.
他来了。
He finished his work.
他成就了他的事工。
And he's gone back.
如今他回到父那里。
This is what I understand it means for him to be our apostle.
这就是圣经里面所讲他成为我们使者的意思。
You remember when in John's Gospel chapter 19?
记不记得约翰福音第十九章？
When our Lord Jesus is being crucified,
当我们主耶稣钉十字架的时候
，What's the last word he spoke?
他所讲的最后一句话是什么
？Now I know it gets translated to English in 3 words.
在英文圣经里面三个字
，But in the original it's only 1 word.
在原文里面只有一个字
，I don't know what it is in Chinese.
在中文里面不知道怎么讲
，The word in the original is tetelestai.
原文里面就 tetelestai.
That's the last word our Lord Jesus spoke on that cross.
这是主耶稣所讲的最后一个字。
You know how it's translated?
你知道怎么翻译吗
？It is finished.
成了。
Just 1 word.
只有一个字。
One. Just 1 word.
Two in Chinese. Two.
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
When our Lord Jesus spoke that word.
当我们主耶稣讲这句话的时候。
The whole universe.
整个世界。
Felt its impact.
都感觉到它的结果。
The enemy was defeated.
那仇敌已经被击败。
The old Adamic race was destroyed.
以前的隔绝都已经拆毁。
A sacrifice has been made.
一个牺牲已经献了。
Where God can righteously forgive you and me of all the stupid things we've ever done.
所以神在他的公义里面能够赦免我们一切愚昧的过犯。
And when he forgives in a very special way.
当他赦免的时候，他的赦免跟我们不一样。
He never remembers.
他就不再纪念了。
The word justification in the scriptures
称义啊，在圣经里面
means just as if you had never sinned.
好，意思就是说，好像你从来没犯过罪一样。
He doesn't see you as a forgiven sinner.
他看你不光是看一个罪人，蒙赦免的罪人而已。
Sometimes we try to be humble.
我知道有的时候我们要谦卑。
And we say I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
我们说我们是罪人蒙主恩。
Well, I understand that, and I'm not saying it's all wrong.
那我知道这也不是说错。
But you will find nowhere in the Word of God.
但你在圣经里面你找不到。
That God calls you a sinner saved by grace.
圣经里面不会告诉你，神说你是个罪人蒙主恩。
What does He call you?
他怎么叫你呢
？My child.
我的儿子。
My son.
我儿子。
My daughter.
我女儿。
Never a sinner saved by grace.
从来不是说我们是蒙主恩的罪人。
Oh, hallelujah,
所以弟兄姐妹们，哈利路亚。
God sees us as if we had never committed one sin.
神看我们好像我们从来没犯过罪。
We are just as righteous before Him as His own Son is.
我们在他的面前如同他自己的亲生儿子一样的公义。
Our Lord Jesus is our righteousness.
因为我们的主耶稣基督就是我们的公义。
He did this great work.
他成就了这样大的事。
But He continues to work.
但他现在仍然工作。
As our great high priest.
是我们高天的大祭司。
And again, this is the only book in the whole Bible.
这是圣经里面唯一的一卷书。
That identifies our Lord Jesus as our high priest.
想到我们的耶稣是我们高天的大祭司。
But how long has our Lord Jesus been doing this work?
那我们主耶稣做祭司的职分多久
？When did he become a high priest?
他什么时候成为大祭司的
？I think he began the work after he sat down at his father's right hand.
我觉得他是坐在神的右边的时候开始。
For 2,000 years,
两千年来
our blessed Lord Jesus,
我们蒙福的主耶稣
has been functioning as our great high priest.
就是我们的大祭司。
Now we have received of his ministry.
我们接受了 他所成就的事。
But sometimes we don't realize that it's a result of his ministry.
但我们自己不知道这是因为他的服事我们所得到的结果。
I think some of us as God's people believe he went on a long vacation.
我相信我们神的百姓当中有的人可能觉得主耶稣是放了一个长假。
That he's just sitting up there on the throne.
他就坐在宝座的上面什么事都不做。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
He's doing a work of a greater work now than he did while he was here.
他现在所做的事比他在世行走时所做的更美妙。
Maybe I need to be very careful at this point.、Okay?
我在这里就要小心啊，你们也要小心听。
Because my brothers, when you come to evaluating the work that God has done in His Son,
所以因为弟兄姐妹，当我们来看神在他儿子里面所行的事的时候
，There's only one word to describe it.
我们只有一个字能够讲
，a great work，
就是伟大的事。
In Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
那我们若忽略这么大的救恩怎能陶醉呢
A so great a salvation.
这么大的救恩
Not just a salvation.
不光是救恩
And not just a great salvation.
不是大的救恩
But he puts an adverb in front of the adjective.
他用一个形容词放在这个形容词放在副词放在形容词面前
Okay.
可以吧
In other words, he wants to make an impression on our heart.
因为他要在我们的心里面留下一个印象。
This is an eternal salvation.
这是一个永远的救恩。
It is a perfect salvation.
一个完全的救恩。
It is a so great a salvation.
是这么大的救恩。
And now he's been seated at the Father's right hand.
他现在坐在父神的右边。
And we will see in a moment that he's both king and priest.
我们等一下就会看到他是做王做祭司。
But he's been functioning as a priest.
那他一直在那里做祭司。
My understanding is,
我的了解是这样
that the way you and I came to know our Lord Jesus,
我们怎么样得以认识主耶稣
was the result of his work as a high priest.
是因为他是我们大祭司
He's there at the Father's right hand.
他是在父神的右边
And the Holy Spirit is here.
圣灵在下面
The Holy Spirit does the work that the high priest wants to do here on the earth.
圣灵所行的事就是大祭司在天上所要行的事
So, from the beginning of conviction of sin,
所以从我们里面被罪审判
having our eyes open to the reality of who Jesus is
我们开了眼睛认识主耶稣是谁
being born again
我们蒙了重生
growing spiritually
属灵里面正在
成长 going from glory to glory
从荣上加荣荣上加荣
who's doing this
到底谁的工作
it is our Lord Jesus as our high priest
是我们主称为大祭司的主耶稣
from his position at the Father's right hand
他在父神的右边
he's bringing many sons to glory
他要带领许多的儿子进到荣上
and it is the blessed Holy Spirit Who's been sent here by the Father and the Son.
是父子所差遣来的。
And he's going to stay here
他要留在地上
until the Son returns.
是等到子再来的时候。
So that this work that was finished on the cross
所以这在十字架上所成就的事
can now be experienced by human beings living on this planet.
在现在的时候可以在地上活的人里面亲身经历了。
So he is our great high priest.
所以他是我们的大祭司。
Now as an apostle,
如事实者
He was superior to Moses,
他比摩西更伟大
and superior to Joshua,
比约书亚更伟大
Now the writer talks about these two people,
那希伯来书的作者讲到
Remember how Moses was sent by the Lord, he was God's apostle,
摩西是蒙神所差遣的他是神的使者
He was sent down to Egypt,
他派到埃及
to deliver his covenant people out of slavery,
将圣约之民从被奴之家释放出来
Was he faithful?
他是忠心吗
Did he do his job?
他是不是做了他所差遣的事
Absolutely he did.
是的
He was faithful.
他是忠心的
As a servant.
如同仆人
But the Lord Jesus.
但主耶稣
Was faithful as a son.
是好像儿子一样的尽忠
So Moses led them out.
所以摩西带领他们出来
It was God's intention that Moses lead them into the land that God had
promised them. 神的心意是要叫摩西带领他们进入安息地
But you remember when they got to that point, they rebelled.
但你记得当他们到那里的时候他们悖逆神
And so that generation was not able to enter in.
所以那一个世代的人不能够进入
And so that generation died out.
所以那一个世代的人都死在旷野
They wandered around in the wilderness for almost 40 years.
他们在旷野里面漂流了快40年。
And that generation that refused to go in died.
凡拒绝进入的全部都死了。
But then God raised up Joshua.
然后神兴起了约书亚。
And Joshua led them in.
约书亚带领他们进入。
He was also an apostle.
他也是使者。
Moses led them out.
摩西带领他们出来
Joshua led them in.
耶稣要带领他们进去
Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 弟兄姐妹
Our Lord Jesus as apostle
我们的主耶稣是使者
has led us out.
带领我们出来
And now he's leading us in.
他现在要带领我们进
去 To all that is ours in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们所有的一切都是在主里面所得的
We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
我们已经承受了天上各样属灵的祝福
In our Lord Jesus we find unsearchable riches.
在主耶稣里面有测不透的恩典
inexhaustible riches
测不透的丰盛
limitless riches
没有限度的恩丰盛
if you were left to yourself
如果是让我们自己来做的话
if you were fully responsible for discovering these riches
如果是靠你自己去来发现这些丰富的话
we'd have to admit that we'd be failures
那我们一定说我们非失败不可
but he knows how much we need a helper
但他知道我们需要帮助我们的人。
So what did he do?
所以怎么办?
He sent the blessed Holy Spirit.
他就赐下了圣灵。
To be with us.
与我们同在。
And where else?
然后呢?
In us.
在我们里面。
John 14, 17.
约翰福音14到15节。
We don't need to look there, but anyhow, I'm just telling you, he hasn't allowed us to remain here as orphans.
他并没有让我们留在这里做孤儿。
As helpless individuals.
好像完全无助的人一样
He has sent a helper
他已经派下了保惠师
to enable us to discover these wonderful riches that are ours
靠着保惠师我们得以发现在基督里面的丰盛
Are we clear tonight in our hearts, brothers and sisters?
所以在我们的心里弟兄姐妹们今天晚上我们明白了吗
That there is no need for us to continue to fail
其实我们不需要一直失败
There's no need for us to continue to sin
我们不需要一直犯罪。
There is no need for us to continue to be disobedient.
不需要一直悖逆。
There is no need for you and I to remain little babes spiritually.
不需要一直做只能够吃奶
Now,
不能够吃干粮的。
When we're first born, hallelujah, we are little babes.
当我们刚重生的时候我们在主里面如同婴儿。
But after we have known the Lord for a period of time,
当我们竟然认识主了一段时间
there ought to be some signs of maturity.
那我们应当显出成熟的样子。
So we need someone to help us to grow.
但我们需要别人来帮助我们成长。
And our great high priest,
那我们高天大祭司
through the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵
is seeking to lead us step by step,
要带领我们一步一步的
from glory to glory,
从荣上加荣
from this stage to another stage,
从这一个阶段到下一个阶段。
And so our blessed Lord Jesus,
所以我们蒙福的主耶稣
is faithfully and diligently engaged in functioning as our great high priest.
是忠心的勤奋的做我们的大祭司
I don't know how you have found it, my brothers and sisters.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹们你们怎么知道
But I think this has been a secret that's been hidden too long.
但我感觉这是一个太多人不知道的秘密
Let me try to underline what I'm trying to say.
让我再解释一下
And I'm asking this as a way of awakening in your heart.
我是希望借着这些事使我们心里面能够苏醒。
Something that ought to be very real.
有些非常真实的事。
So here's my question.
这是我的问题。
When is the last time you referred to the Lord Jesus as your great high priest?
你上一次称我们的主耶稣是大祭司是什么时候?
When's the last time you addressed him in that way?
上一次你这样子称呼他什么时
候? When is the last time you talked to somebody else and say,Oh, we have a wonderful great high priest.
上一次你跟别人谈时，你上一次提到说我们有一位升上高天、奇妙的大祭司是什么时候
no, ？I'm not asking you to answer out loud, okay?
那我不是要叫你们大声的回答。
What I'm trying to help us see is,
我只是希望帮助你们看见。
This is something that is missing in the lives of God's dear people.
这是在神所爱的百姓里面常常忽略的一件事。
We are uneducated when it comes to this matter of the Lord Jesus being our high priest.
当我们论到主耶稣是我们大祭司的时候，很多时候我们实在很无知。
Now I've been following the Lord for 52 years.
那我已经跟随我们的主52年了。
And I can tell you that for the most part of those 52 years,
我可以告诉你们大部分的年岁。
I didn't know much about the Lord Jesus being my high priest.
我对于主耶稣是我的大祭司实在不是明白的。
Now you'll forgive me if I feel like that maybe this may be your experience too.
所以你们是原谅我，所以我能够感觉可能你们也不知道。
Are you fully educated about the Lord Jesus being your high priest?
你是真的知道主耶稣是我们的大祭司吗？
And this book of Hebrews is the only place you get this information.
那这本希伯来书是你在圣经里面唯一的地方可以知道的。
That's why it's an important book for today.
所以在今日这是一点重要的书。
This book is important. The whole book is important.
整本圣经很重要。
But there are times and seasons.
但在历史里面有些时代。
When there are certain portions of God's word.
那某些神的话里面的某些部分。
Particularly helpful.
可能是特别的有帮助。
And I would say to us that this letter to the Hebrews.
我会这么说，这一本希伯来书。
Is a word for this season.
是在这个时代所需要的。
I don't think it's going to become any easier to be a real believer in the Lord Jesus.
我并不是说我们要相信主耶稣会更轻松。
All the signs that I see, my brothers and sisters,
我所有看见的事情
tell me that things are going to get worse, not better.
告诉我说这个时代是越来越糟糕。
It's not going to be as simple as it has been to claim the name of Jesus.
要传扬主耶稣的名不会越来越容易。
To be called a Christian.
成为基督徒也不会越来越容易。
Identified as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那承认是跟随主的人也不会容易。
Some of you young people may have to pay a very dear price.
我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹可能将来要付重大的代价。
To remain faithful to him.
为了要向主忠心。
That's why the truth that is in this letter to the Hebrews.
这就是为什么在希伯来书里面的真理。
Can be wonderfully used by the Holy Spirit.
可以成为圣灵所用奇妙的工具，能够带领我们经过一些困难的时候。
The writer of Hebrews makes it clear.
希伯来书的作者讲得很清楚。
That our Jesus is superior to Moses.
我们的主远超过摩西。
He is superior to Joshua.
他远超过约书亚。
He is superior to the prophets.
他远超过先知。
He is superior to the angels.
他远超过天使。
And he spends a lot of time making it clear that he is superior to Aaron as the great high priest.
他花了很多的篇幅讲到他远超过亚伦的祭司职分。
Now what time? 8:30?
我们是不是讲到八点半？
Yes, 8:30 is the time we finish.
是八点半要结束。
The writer identifies our Lord Jesus as a great high priest.
作者说我们的主耶稣是个大祭司。
You know, God never exaggerates.
那你知道神啊不会夸耀。
He doesn't have to.
他不需要。
Sometimes we have to exaggerate to make our point.
那有时候我们需要夸张啊才能够讲出我们的意思。
But God never has to exaggerate.
但神不需要。
So when he says something is great,
所以当他说什么东西是很奇妙很伟大的时候
Guess what?
你知道吗
It's great.
那真的是很伟大。
We have a so great a salvation.
我们有这么大的救恩。
And we have a very great high priest.
我们同时有这么伟大的一位大祭司。
He is in a category all by himself.
他是跟所有的人都不一样。
He is superior to all the other priests who have ever functioned.
他远超过所有的祭司。
And our brother this morning was sharing about us being priests.
那我们弟兄今天早上论到我们是神的祭司。
Now, of what order are you?
那你
what order of priests are you in?
那你是按着什么祭司的等次来做祭司？
Well, we are in the same order that the Lord Jesus is.
我们是跟主耶稣一样的等次。
He's not of the order of Levi.
他不是按着利未人的等次。
Or the order of Aaron.
也不是按着亚伦的等次。
He is of the order of Melchizedek.
他是按着麦基洗德的等次。
I know probably you don't know much about Melchizedek.
所以可能很多人不知道谁是麦基洗德。
But this was a man that Abraham met.
那在这是一个亚伯拉罕所遇见的一个人。
In the book of Genesis.
在创世纪。
Abraham had defeated some of his enemies.
亚伯拉罕击败了他的一些敌人。
And he had gathered a lot of things. He had, What do you call those things when you get them? When you defeat somebody in battle, you get the booty, the things that belong to other people.
Spoils.
What?
Spoils.
The spoils. Thank you very much. The spoils.
所以他掳掠了许多的东西。
Abraham got from defeating his enemies.
他击败了他的仇敌，掳掠了许多的谷物，所以他回家。
And this man called Melchizedek.
这位麦基洗德
met him.
遇见他。
And Abraham offered tithes to him.
所以亚伯拉罕将所得的十分之一献给他。
Now, he's identified as the priest of the Most High God.
在圣经里面叫他是至高神的祭司。
The King of Salem.
是撒冷王。
The King of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的王。
But he was both a king and a priest.
所以他既是王又是祭司。
Now, here's my question for us.
我要问的问题是。
Is our Lord Jesus a king or a priest?
我们的主耶稣到底是王还是祭司？
Now,
现在，现在。
For the last 2,000 years.
过去2000年来。
Is he a king or a priest?
他到底是王还是祭司？
Both.
都是。都是。
It's wonderful.
这是很奇妙。
Because he is of the order of Melchizedek.
因为他是按着麦基洗德的等次。
Now what the writer is careful to point out to us is.
那是希伯来书的作者要告诉我们的。
There is no record of Melchizedek's parents.
那麦基洗德无族谱，无父无母。
Now in order to be a priest of Aaron's order.
你要做亚伦的等次。
You had to be able to trace your lineage all the way back to Aaron.
你必须要有你的家谱一直。
You had to be a Levite.
你必须是利未人。
But this one didn't have any record.
但在这里所提的一位没有论到他的死，也没有论到他的死。
So what does the writer help us understand? What does the writer of Hebrews help us understand?
所以希伯来书作者希望我们看到什么？
Our Lord Jesus has a permanent priesthood.
我们的主耶稣有一个永远的大祭司。
From the time he sat down at his Father's right hand,
从他在父神的右边坐下。
For these 2,000 years,
一直到这2000年来。
And as long as it takes for him to finish his work,
那一直等到他再来的时候。
And I believe out into eternity.
那一直进到永远。
Our Lord Jesus will be functioning as a great high priest.
我们的主耶稣会永远大祭司。
Now here's where the good news comes, brothers and sisters.
那这里就是福音。
He wants to be your high priest.
他就是你的大祭司。
Oh, you say, I need a priest. I thought I didn't need a priest anymore.
那你说我怎么需要祭司呢？我以为我已经再也不需要祭司了。
You need a priest.
你需要。
You need someone to help you.
你需要帮助你的人。
Someone who understands you.
你需要了解你的人。
Who can sympathize with what you're going
through. 你需要能够与你表同情的人。
And so we read there in Hebrews chapter 2.
所以我们在第二章看到希伯来书第二章。
That he became a human being.
那他有了血肉之体。
And brothers and sisters, he still is a human being.
他到现在。
He still has the experience of being a man.
他到现在还是一个人。
Of living here on this planet.
在地上的时候是个人。
Being tempted in every way that you and I are tempted.
在各样的事上受试探。
But the one difference is,
但有一件事跟我们不同。
He never yielded to the temptation.
他从来没有向试探低头。
He perfectly overcame every situation.
他完全的胜过了试探。
And now he's prepared to help you and me.
他现在就来帮助我们。
He can understand your weaknesses.
他知道我们的软弱。
He can sympathize with what you're going through.
他能够知道我们所经历的。
Because he's been there.
因为他已经经历过了。
He's done it.
他已经做过了
successful.
而且他已经成功了
And now he wants to be our great high priest.
所以他现在成为你我的大祭司
To help us get through these difficulties.
帮助我们经历试探而能得胜
He is an eternal high priest.
他是永远的大祭司
He doesn't change.
他不改变
He doesn't have moods. He doesn't get up in a bad mood.
他情绪不会高低啊
He's the same all the time. 24 hours a day.
他一直都是这样子
He never changes.
他不改变
And one of the things that we are encouraged to do
所以他勉励我们
is to go into the throne of grace.
是来到施恩的宝座面前
In chapter 4,
第四章
we are encouraged to go into the throne of grace.
他勉励我们进到施恩的宝座面前
Now, what do you expect to find when you go into the throne of grace?
那当你进到施恩的宝座面前时你发现什么
Now, he tells us that we should find mercy
他告诉我们说我们得怜悯
and grace to help in time of need.
跟及时的恩惠的帮助。
But I'd like to suggest to us there's something even more wonderful that you'll find there.
那我在这里要跟弟兄姐妹建议，我们可能会发现更美好的事。
You'll find your high priest there.
你会看见你的大祭司。
It's not just going to an empty place.
你不是到一个空空的地方。
You're going to meet with a person.
你会在那里遇到一位。
How often do you think you ought to go?
你想你会多想去那里。
How often do you need grace?
你想你什么你需要多少次需要
What about mercy?
怜悯呢
You ever do some crazy things you shouldn't do?
你是不是做过一些你不该做的事
And you knew you shouldn't have done them?
你知道你不该做
But you did them anyhow?
但你还是做了
You need mercy?
你是不是需要怜悯
Where are you going to get it?
你到哪里去
You're not going to get it from your fellow human beings most of the time.
那你从你的那些跟你一样作为人的身上
You get a lot of accusation from them.
那许多人会控告你。
Or you should have known better.
我告诉你说你应该知道。
Why didn't you try harder?
你为什么不再努力一点？
But there's a place we can go.
但有一个地方我们可以去。
And we will find our blessed high priest.
我们可以看到我们的大祭司。
They're waiting for us.
在那里等着我们。
To dispense the mercy and the grace.
要赐给我们怜悯，赐给我们恩惠。
He offers mercy.In terms of forgiveness,
他给我们怜悯，要赦免。
He supplies grace so you don't have to do it over again.
他给我们恩惠，叫我们不再重蹈覆辙。
Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters?
听到了吗，弟兄姐妹们？
Just because he's a merciful high priest,
他是有怜悯的大祭司。
Doesn't give you and me liberty to do anything we want to do.
但并不是代表我们随意可以随意而行。
Just because forgiveness is available is no reason for you and I to go on sinning.
就是因为他要赦免我们，并不代表我们可以随意犯罪。
But if we do,
但我们若犯罪。
But you remember 1 John chapter 2.
你记不记得约翰福音，约翰一书第二章？
My little children, John says,
我小子们啊，
I write these things to you,
我将这些事写给你们，
that you may not sin,
叫你们不犯罪。
But if you do,
但你们若犯罪，
we have an advocate with the Father.
在父那里有一位，
This is our great high priest.
成为我们的大祭司。
He is there to intercede for us.
他在那里长远的替我们祈求。
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
一天24小时，一个礼拜七天。
He is always interceding for us.
他一直是替我们祈求。
Maybe when you're not even praying for yourself.
甚至你不为你自己祷告的时候。
He's praying for you.
他在替你祷告。
This position is a permanent position.
那么这是一个永远的职分。
The Father has given an oath and said, He has sworn and said, You shall be a priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
父起了誓说你要按着麦基洗德的等次成永远的大祭司你要成为永远的祭司
This is a permanent position our Lord Jesus has.
这是永远不更改的职分
And this writer of Hebrews is careful to point out to us.
那希伯来书的作者小心地告诉我们
Because you know under the old dispensation, under the old covenant.
我们不在旧约里面旧的世代里面
When a priest died then there are going to be some changes.
在那里呢一个祭司死了呢就要有一些改变
But this priest cannot die.
但这个祭司是不死的。
He's already defeated death.
他已经胜过了死亡。
He's overcome death.
他已经得胜了。
So he cannot die.
所以他不会死。
Death has been his he's defeated his enemy death.
他已经击败了那个死亡的仇敌。
And he has this life, this incorruptible, indestructible life.
他现在有这个不能朽坏、不能衰残的生命。
And he wants to impart this to every one of us.
他要将这生命赐给我们每一个人。
Limited measure.
他已经成就了无限的恩典。
No limit.
那没有限制的。
Anything he wants to impart to us.
他要给我们的，他都可以丰富的给我们。
You don't have to be you don't have to worry about some of the foolish things that we as human beings sometimes say.
你不用担心我们人时口中所说的愚昧的话。
I remember hearing a sister say one time.
有一次我记得一个姐妹这样讲。
The reason I don't ask the Lord for things.
她说我不向主要求什么东西。
Because I'm convinced there are other people who need them more than I do.
因为我觉得别的人更需要。
As if God was limited in some way.
好像神是有限制的。
He is unlimited.
他是没有限制的。
Our great high priest has an unlimited supply.
我们高天的大祭司有无限的恩惠。
Of all the grace that you and I will ever need under any situation.
无论我们在何样的光景，无论我们什么时候的需要，他都有足够的恩
典。Grace to enable you to obey.
能够让你顺服的恩典。
Grace to enable you to live a life pleasing to him.
能够让你做过一个蒙神喜悦生活的恩典。
Now let's quickly go back to John's Gospel.
那我们再回到约翰福音里面去。
We won't read it. Let me just quote it, okay?
那我不再念，我就是告诉你。
But in John 1:14,
在约翰福音一到十四节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身住在我们中间。
And we beheld his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
The glory of the only begotten of the Father.
这是父独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
16.
16.
And of his fullness,
在他的丰富里面,
of his fullness,
在他的丰满里面,
we have all received,
我们都领受了,
grace upon grace,
恩上加恩,
an endless supply, my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们, 无限的供应,
everything that the word of God tells us to do,
每一个神的命令,
God wants us to do,
神要我们做,
how?
怎么做?
By the grace of God.
靠着神的恩典做。
Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 says,
哥林多前书第十五章保罗说
By the grace of God, I am what I am.
如今我成了何等的人乃是神的恩造成的。
Paul was a man.
保罗这个人
I think he lived the Christian life in a way that no other human being has
我相信他的基督徒生活是没有一个人赶得上的
At least the records we have of
至少按照我们所读的来讲
But why? What was his secret?
那他的秘密是什么
Well, you remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 12
你记得哥林多后书第十二章
Now in chapter 11 he'd make a long list of many experiences he had had
那在第十一章的时候他讲到他自己许多的经历
Just one of those would have been enough to cause me to want to quit.
那只要有当中的一件事，我们经历了都放弃了。
Maybe you should go home and read that first, 2 Corinthians 11, okay, the last part of that chapter.
那你们自己可以读《哥林多后书》第十一章后面那一段。
And then in chapter 12,
那第十二章的时候
，He began to tell us about that because of the exceeding greatness of the revelations he had received.
他告诉我们，因为他所承受的启示是在怕他所承受的启示过大。
He had received a thorn in the flesh.
所以在他的肉体上有一颗刺。
A messenger from Satan.
是撒旦的使者。
Oh, we need to pay attention here.
那我们这里要注意哈。
Do you know that sometimes God uses Satan to do his work? To do the Lord's work?
你知道神有时候使用撒旦来做他的工作吗
?Sometimes Satan is one of God's faithful servants, but he doesn't realize it.
有的时候撒旦其实忠实的成为神的使者但他自己不知道。
Take the experience with Job.
好像约伯。
Whose idea was it? To let Satan deal with Job.
到底是谁的想法是要让撒旦对付约伯
?Whose idea?
谁的想法
?It was God's idea.
是神呢
?When Satan appeared before God,
当撒旦在神面前行走的时候
,roaming around on the earth,
他在地上行走
,God said to him,
神对他说
,Have you seen my servant?
你看到我的仆人约伯吗
?Get him.
你去攻击他
?A work needs to be done in Job.
因为在约伯身上有些工作
,He is so self-righteous.
他有自义的倾向。
Well, we won't go there tonight, okay?
今天我们不讲这个。
But you know the work that God was able to do.
那你知道神的工作是
怎么样？But he used Satan to do it.
他甚至可以用撒旦来做。
So sometimes.
所以有的时候。
And he did that with Paul.
他在这里他对保罗这样说。
The word in the original means he had something like a fence post driven into his side.
在圣经里面的意思啊，好像他有一个大竹，大杆子插到他的。
It wasn't a splinter in his finger.
那不是一个刺啊，不是手上的一个小刺。
We think that's a thorn in the flesh, huh?
那我们讲到肉身，肉身上
We have a little splinter in our finger.
手上有一根小小的刺、啊。
But what Paul was experiencing,
但保罗所经历的
，He was convinced that he could not continue.
他觉得他自己承受不了。
If God did not remove it,
因为他觉得神必须出去，
times,
所以他三次。
He went to the Lord and begged the Lord.
他三次的求主。
Remove this thing,
把这刺挪去。
Now, did the Lord answer his prayer?
那主有没有答应他祷告
？Yes.
有。
Did he answer the way Paul asked?
他有没有按照保罗祈求的方式祷告？没，回答没有。
So what did the Lord say to him?
那主怎么说
？My grace is sufficient.
我的恩典是够你用。
I'm not going to remove the thorn.
我不会挪去那个刺。
But I'm going to give you all the grace you need to go through.
但我会是你所需用的恩典。
And endure this experience.
使你能够经历这一切。
This is the work of our great high priest.
这是我们大祭司的工作。
Now, I didn't get to finish tonight, okay?
我今天没有讲完。
And I don't know that we will have time to come back to it on another occasion.
我不知道以后有没有机会再讲。
So let me just speak to you from my heart.
就让我从内心里面对你说。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
We have the greatest high priest.
我们
It's impossible to imagine.
我们有超过我们想象最美好的大祭司。
There's no measure of his love for you.
他对我们所知的慈爱是不能测度的。
He doesn't have to prove to you again how much he loves you.
他已经为我们死了，他不需要再为我们证明他如何爱我们。
And he wants to have a wonderful relationship with you.
而他希望跟我们有一个美好的交通。
He wants you to know that he's there 24/7.
他要你知道他是为你在这里24小时的。
He will never leave you.
他一直不会离开你的。
He will never abandon you.
他不会放弃你的。
He will never turn a deaf ear to you.
他不会转耳不听你的。
This throne room, this throne of grace, the door is always open.
这个施恩的宝座的门是永远开的。
He has made a way.
已经开了一条路。
For us to go right into his very presence.
叫我们能够进到他的面前。
Especially when you don't feel like you're worthy to go in.
特别是当你觉得你不配进去的时候。
His blood has been sprinkled.
他的血已经洒了。
And that blood allows us to make our way into this holy of holies.
那个血使我们得以进入这至圣所。
So let me encourage us.
让我们一同受勉励。
Starting with myself.
包括我自己
and with my brother.
包括我的弟兄
Let's be encouraged.
让我们得了勇气
Let's get to know our great high priest.
让我们来认识我们的大祭司
Let's let the Holy Spirit educate us.
我们让圣灵来教导我们
About who he is.
包括我的
And what he can do.
他能够替我们做什么
So you discover every day of your life.
所以在我们一生的日子里
Don't start out your day until you have visited the throne room.
不要等到那一天你等到进到他里面
And ask him to impart to you the grace you need for that day.
随时进到他的面前恳求他赐下今日所需的
Now this is the ideal.
这个是理想
It's to start every day.
是每天都开始
But let's suppose one day you get up in a hurry.
但有一天假设你起床
You're running late.
你晚了
And here it is 11 o'clock.
那已经11点了
And you never went into the throne room.
你还没有进到他的宝座面前
You know what you can do?
你怎么办
You can stop right then and there.
你就可以马上开始
And make a visit to the throne room.
马上可以进到私人宝座面前
We have the most wonderful He's indescribable.
我们的主是奇妙的，是不可描述的。
I'm gonna take one more minute, okay?
再一分钟。
If you were given the opportunity,
如果你有个机会
to create your own Lord,
创造一个你自己要的主。
I know that's not a good way to put it. How would you describe a perfect Lord?
你自己心目中那个完美的主是什么样
What kind of language would you use? What kind of adjectives and other language would you use to describe your perfect Lord?
你会用什么样的语言什么样的形容词来形容你自己的这个完美的主
You know, it might be a good idea for you to go home and spend a little bit of time before you go to bed thinking about
it. 也许晚上你回家时在床上时你可以想一想这个问题
What kind of a Lord do you need?
你需要什么样子的主
What kind of a Lord do you want?
你想要什么样子的主
Well, I want to tell you this.
我告诉你们
You take all of those qualities.
你把所有你要的东西
And you multiply them a billion times.
那你乘上一亿倍
I'm not exaggerating, my brothers and sisters.
我在这里不是在夸张
You multiply them a billion times.
你乘上十亿倍
And you won't even come close to describing the reality of your great high priest.
你还是远远的不能够形容你所有的这位大祭司没有一个像他的
He will never fail you.
他完全不会让你失望
When everybody else does, he'll be there for you.
当每一个人都离弃你的时候
But we need
他会在那里
to come to know him.
所以要认识他
And therefore we need to spend time with him.
我们要花时间跟他在一起
We need to let the Holy Spirit open our eyes.
我们要圣灵开我们的眼睛
Read this letter to the Hebrews.
读希伯来书
Discover these wonderful things about your great high priest.
看我们这个大祭司奇妙的事
And then begin to worship him and praise him, for this is who he is.
然后敬拜他然后感谢他因为这就是他
And he belongs to you.
他将自己赐给你。
He is your great high priest.
他是你的大祭司。
Oh, hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 弟兄。
What a great God we have.
我们的神实在伟大。
What great love he has for us.
他对我们的慈爱。
He has not left one thing undone.
他没有留下一件事情不做。
And therefore there are no excuses for us.
所以因此我们再没有借口。
Because we have been richly supplied.
因为神已将丰富赐给我们。
And our blessed high priest.Is there to lead us into the experience of all that has been supplied?
这个我们蒙福的大祭司要带领我们承受这一切美事。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks and praise tonight.
天，我们的父神，我们要将赞美感谢归给你。
That you have shown us in some small way.
虽然你只是让我们看见了一点点
The wonder and the beauty of your son.
你儿子的奇妙美丽
Lord, you knew how much we would need a high priest.
主啊，你知道我们是何等的需要大祭司
And so you decided to give us a perfect one.
所以你赐给我们一个完全的大祭司
And we want to thank you for such a gift.
我们为这美好的礼物感谢你
Now, blessed Lord Jesus, tonight we want to acknowledge that you are our great high priest.
主啊，今日让我们在你面前承认，你是我们的大祭司。
And we do ask you to forgive us if we haven't come to know you the way we should.
恳求你赦免我们，如果我们没有按着你所示来认识你。
But the cry of our heart tonight is.
在我们心里内处的呼喊。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Help us come to the end of ourselves.
帮助我们到我们的尽头。
So that we begin to see how much we really need you.
叫我们知道我们是何等的需要你。
And Lord, help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Every day to find our way to that throne room.
每一天都帮助我们能够进到你的
慈恩宝座。That we might find mercy and grace to help.
叫我们在那里能够得怜悯蒙恩惠，
Lord,
做这些的帮助。
Teach us how to have these times with you.
主啊，教导我们，让我们有这样的时间与你一同。
So we want to bless you for your goodness to us.
我们感谢你，你将这美好祝福赐
给我们。Thank you for this time together tonight.
感谢主，让我们能够在你面前一同享受时间。
See us to our hearts.
主啊，帮助我们。
And we ask it in your name.
我们是靠主的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.